All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. And the 2016 college football season has definitely been a rough go at it for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Now, the Irish's record through six games so far is 2-4, and this is a team that simply has not gotten on track. They lost in double overtime on September 4th on the road against the Texas Longhorns. They came back and they got their first victory of the season the following Saturday at home against the Nevada Wolfpack. But two straight home losses, one to Michigan State and one to Duke, really set the tone for things as defensive coordinator Brian Van Gorder was fired. Notre Dame would come back and win on October 1st at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford as they knocked off the Syracuse Orange, but they lost this past Saturday on the road against the NC State Wolfpack in a quagmire by the score of 10-3. And you look at the Irish right now, they are 2-4, and with six games left, they need to go 4-2 in order to be bowl eligible. And this is a far cry from what Notre Dame was last season. The Irish were 10-2, and they simply found ways to win games, and not only just win games, but win the tight ones. You look at a lot of their games last year, they came from behind against the likes of Virginia, against the likes of Boston College. They hung in there all season long, and they were able to go out there and just simply do things. That has not been the case this year for Notre Dame, and I think a lot of it has been due to the fact that they've struggled in their running game. And under head football coach Brian Kelly, Notre Dame typically has been able to run the football effectively. Right now, they are averaging less than 4 yards a carry. And typically in the college game, that is not going to get it done. The Irish still have a quality quarterback in DeShone Kizer, but you look at the fact that they've been inconsistent on their running game, along with the fact that they have a lot of defensive issues. Like I said, it led to the firing of defensive coordinator Brian Van Gorder, that, you know, it's going to be a tough go at it. And this is probably going to be the toughest season for Brian Kelly as the head football coach at Notre Dame. He's never lost more than five games in a season. He's done it three times, in 2010, his first year, 2011, and then 2014. But we've seen what Kelly can do as he got this Irish team to the championship game in 2012, and then he got them to the Fiesta Bowl last year. But right now, it is definitely going to be a tough go at it for Notre Dame. And unlike last year, their schedule is much more difficult. You look at the second half of this slate, they're home for Stanford on Saturday, and that is a game where both teams are looking to get back on track, as Stanford was embarrassed at home recently by Washington State. This is followed up by a bye week for Notre Dame before they host the Miami Hurricanes on October 29th, and the Canes right now are thinking about winning the ACC championship. Of course, Navy is never going to be an easy foe for Notre Dame as they take them on in November, along with Army, Virginia Tech, and then they finish up on the road at USC. So right now for Notre Dame, if they can get the 6-6, I think that would be a win for them at this point with the struggles that they've had. But they have to find a way to go out there and regain their defensive identity, which is something that they've really been a part of in recent years. And if you're not able to stop anybody, and if you're not able to run the football effectively, you're not going to get that many wins on the college football level, especially on the D1 level where Notre Dame is competing at. So this is going to be a very tough year for Notre Dame and Brian Kelly. And I mean, he's had a pretty good go at it so far during his tenure in South Bend. So maybe the folks there just simply give him a mulligan, but this is not one of the years that the Irish want to look back on and smile about. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.